Rock.
Concrete expressions of the practical idealism that built America.
KRXQ, Sacramento's rock station. Broadcasting in high definition.
Sound.
And live anywhere on the planet at KRXQ.net. 98 Rock.
This radio keeps you in touch with the world.
Rock.
Be prepared for any situation that may arise.
He's bringing marijuana.
That's just what we need.
98 Rock.
All right, I'll give you an apology right now, and it's a truthful one. There goes Nirvana. Dogface with you. The only reason that I have it on CBS right now and I've paid any amount of attention to this U.S. Open is because they always show clips and highlights and pictures of Serena Williams and Sharapova. And then today I was on. You know, I had it on. I was hoping to see some Serena. I didn't get any Serena shots today, but I did see Federer. He won. He beat that Murray guy. If anybody out there, which I think it's probably no one, gives a rat's ass about the tennis thing, he did win the U.S. Open, and he just cleaned that guy's clock. And I still am waiting to see Serena. Hi.
Hey, what's going on with you? It's a one-man band.
Rob, Arnie, and Dawn.
God, no.
The Rob, Arnie, and Dawn Show.
Who are you kidding with your coffee makers that you sell in Starbucks? If you buy it at Starbucks, it'll automatically taste just like Starbucks coffee. No, it doesn't work that way. My coffee sucks at home. And I bought my coffee maker at your store. Why isn't it the same? Oh, I don't know. Because your machine is 10 times bigger and stronger and faster.
Operator error.
Hey, I ain't talking about me. I don't make coffee at home. I'm talking about everybody else. Because everybody else who has coffee makers know I'm right.
I've spent a lifetime pursuing the duplication of Starbucks and only figured it out a year ago.
Yeah, can't right? do it.
Yeah, I can't. Look, I can't.
He figured
it out. Well, I can't. You know what? Then your new last name is Starbucks. Your name is Rob Starbucks.
That's absurd.
Yeah, and so are you.
Rob, Arnie, and Dawn in the morning.
It gets so bad you can hardly breathe.
On 98 Rock.
It's S2 Live Rock.
98 Rock.
Brighter than the sun. Brighter than anything you've ever seen. Could burn you worse than a terrible sunburn.
98 Rock.
Hey, Sacramento's Rock Station, 98 Rock. Dogface cruising only. They're going to stay with right here. It was, I don't know what, seven months ago, roughly. We were talking about all the presidential candidates before we had the Obama-McCain race going on and what the candidates were driving. All right, here's the updated list. For the presidential candidates now, the VPs and presidents that might be. All right, here's what we got. This is what Obama's driving now. A Ford Escape hybrid. If you remember when we first talked about the list, he owned a Chrysler 300C. And I know what he's doing. He's got the hybrid now, so we could wheel and tool around in that. And everybody thinks Obama's keeping it green. That's why he's doing that. Because nobody's going to really go out and want to drive a Ford Escape hybrid. You know what I mean? You can't really go from and a Chrysler. Chrysler's are not well-built cars. And I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. Just the Chrysler, Dodge, Plymouth, all that stuff. It's just not well-built, honestly. Out of the big three, I'd have to say they're the most inferior. Unless you're talking about the Cummins diesel. All right, now that engine, that's okay. But the truck that pulls it or holds it, garbage. So with that said, I'm saying enthusiasts don't yearn to drive a Ford Escape hybrid. So he went out and did this. This is all PR stunt. That's why he's driving the hybrid now, because they want everybody to think that Obama's going green. All right, Biden, vice president, 1967 Corvette. And I know what you're thinking, like, well, dog, he's a Democrat, you know, and he's hanging out with Obama and he's trying to get the VP. Shouldn't he be driving something a little more practical or fuel efficient? Check this out, though. It was a wedding gift from his dad. I don't know what year he got married or if it was brand new, if he got married in 67 or what happened, but he got that as a gift from his dad. Pretty kick-ass gift. And I don't know if it's got a 327 or 396 in it or a tri-power 427, but he does have a 67 Corvette. All right, McCain. John needs a McCain. What do you think he drives? I know most of you say to Lark. He drives one of those Larks, a little rascal. He drives a Cadillac CTS. Eh, not too bad, you know. He probably doesn't go out and fry the tires in. He probably just kind of putts around here and there. Now to Palin, Sarah Palin. A diesel Jetta. That surprised me. You think, oh, she's pretty responsible, too. She's doing her part. Except for the fact that she drives a state-owned Chevy Suburban most days. Probably isn't going to drive it anymore because she's out campaigning. In McCain's case, though, how does he know how many cars he has? How does he know what he owns car-wise if he doesn't even know how many homes he owns? How could he possibly know how many cars or what kind of cars are in the garage? If you don't know how many houses you have, there's no way possible to keep tabs on how many vehicles you have. And here's the other question. At 72 years of age, is it safe for him to be on the road? Is it safe for him to be on the road with anything that doesn't have a basket on the front? On the front handlebars? Driving anything that isn't battery operated, not safe.